Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא ללמוד מהירידה.
Hello, today's we'll start the lesson with excerpts on the subject of to learn from the descent during the time of ascent. All the texts can be found on kabbalahmedia.info and you can watch the lesson and ask questions on kab.tv. So, to learn from the descent during the time of ascent.
Well, we know already. We've been hearing for a few words, for a few days, that this thing is the most important. That our work is mostly to add the deficiency or the lack for the greatness of the Creator that we have during the descent. This is why we call it descent, such states in which we don't have the greatness of the Creator in our eyes, as it says, there is no God among you. And the lacks for in such states, we want to add them to the ascent, so that ascents and descents, it's clear to us that we get them from above. This, I think, is felt in each one of you. It's not up to the person. What is up to the person is how does he work with the two of them. How does he add the minus, the lack of the greatness of the Creator in him, to the plus, the greatness of the Creator that he was given a little bit of to feel in the illumination. And he himself moves or shifts the lack for the greatness of the Creator, how he feels and checks and measures. He takes it with him and he adds it to the ascent, to the present greatness of the Creator that he received. And specifically, this work pertains to the person. And other than that, all the rest cascades to us from above. So, we now need to try as quickly as possible to acquire this art. Only relate ascents and descents to the greatness of the Creator only, and not with respect to any other feeling, so that we will feel the whole depth of the lack of the greatness of the Creator, the lack of the Creator's control, that truly all my bones shall tell, both that I lack the greatness of the Creator and also when the greatness of the Creator fills me up. And in between these two discernments, we need to work. So let's read next, read about it a little bit, because again, throughout the day, in each and every situation, we need to try to live only according to this piece of data, the greatest of the Creator. Less, more, less. Not to agree with it that he is less now. And to try to reach a situation where I constantly live only in feeling what kind of greatness of the Creator is filling me up, in intensity, in the different manners, and to always be concerned that this will direct me throughout my whole life. So please.
Excerpt 10 from Abasha's article, Peace After Dispute is More Important Than Having No Dispute At All. Only during the ascent, when one calculates what he gains and what he loses by being enslaved to the will to receive, that he cannot gain and only loses, that calculation that he does can make him feel how his inclination is harming him. In each and every ascent, he must calculate what he missed from the descent. By this, he sees that the inclination is causing him many harms. In order to set in his heart the need for the help of the Creator, many troubles come to him, and he suffers from it. As is written in the Zohar, where they explain the verse, many are the afflictions of the righteous. that the righteous suffers many troubles from the inclination. According to what we explained, we should interpret the verse, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous," that is, after the righteous has suffered many afflictions, since righteous is named after the future, meaning one who wants to be righteous, who wants to work for the Creator. He suffers many afflictions until many afflictions are accumulated. This is why it is written, "from all of them," meaning that when he has many afflictions, then the Creator will save him. Since then, he has real need for the Creator's help, and he will know how to appreciate the Creator's salvation, since there is no light without a kli. Again, only during the ascent, when he calculates what he gains and what he loses by being enslaved to the will to receive, that he cannot gain and only loses, that calculation that he does can make him feel how his inclination is harming him. In each and every ascent, he must calculate what he missed from the descent. By this, he sees that the inclination is causing him many harms. In order to set in his heart the need for the help of the Creator, many troubles come to him, and he suffers from it. As in the words of the Zohar, which explained about the verse, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous," that the righteous suffers many troubles from the inclination. According to what we explained, we should interpret the verse, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous," that is, after the righteous has suffered many afflictions, since righteous is named after the future, meaning one who wants to be righteous, who wants to work for the Creator, he suffers many afflictions, until many afflictions are accumulated. This is why it is written, "from all of them," meaning that when he has many afflictions, then the Creator will save him. Since then, he has a real need for the Creator's help, and he will know how to appreciate the Creator's salvation, since there is no light without a kli.
Any questions? I have nothing to ask yet. It seems to me so clear. Yes.
What does it mean to suffer many afflictions?
To suffer many afflictions means that he still feels all kinds of disturbances other than the one disturbance, which is the lack of the greatness of the Creator in his eyes. So there are all kinds of other disturbances, problems, confusions that pull him in all kinds of different directions, fill up his head. According to these afflictions, he sees the world as wrong in this and wrong in that, and this way, that way. It is still not said in him that there is only one diagnosis. Good and bad is only according to the recognition of the greatness of the Creator in my eyes, the feeling of the greatness of the Creator in my eyes. I have the greatness of the Creator, it's good. I don't have the greatness of the Creator, it's bad. That's it. And all of the rest are disturbances. These are elements that establish in me the need specifically for the greatness of the Creator only. But until I go through them, I am very confused, and all kinds of things pull me, each one in its direction, and I'm confused throughout the whole day. Until I finally decide, and I pay attention, and I ask, and I establish through the group all kinds of factors, whatever possible, that the greatness of the Creator is what will determine my whole life, and nothing more than that. All the rest, it simply does not exist. These are only disturbances for the greatness of the Creator, since I attain each and everything through its oppositeness, so these things help me to recognize that the greatness of the Creator is the most important, the only one that's important, specifically by, as it says, many afflictions have gone over me. That way I discovered that all in all there is importance only to one thing.
The greatness of the Creator, does it have to be accompanied by the feeling of the good who does good?
Good who does good is a result from the feeling of the greatness of the Creator. After the greatness of the Creator becomes important to me, I realize that everything that occurred from Him is only for me to recognize that the greatness of the Creator is the most important discernment in my eyes, in my life. And then I see that He is good who does good because He brought me to this in the right way, lovingly, truly, with the right care and the right treatment. Good who does good, it's already a result from recognizing the process that I've been through, so that I can say about this upper the one who is taking care of me, that he is good who does good.
There's some kind of process which goes from... Is there a process that goes from the state of descent to the state of ascent, or is it just like that, immediately from descent to ascent, or is there a process in between?
It's more like boom, boom, as you said.
Because you draw a parabola. So from the lowest point, you get up to the highest point immediately?
Well, suddenly you feel that something becomes clear. Suddenly there is emotion, there is vision, there is a mind, there is the ability to tie between cause and effect. The eyes become wide open. The heart is wide open, and this for us, for the time being, is called an ascent, even though the ascent is not according to that, but again, according to how much by that the Creator becomes great in my eyes, and I can reach devotion. Devotion means that I care only about Him. Well, sometimes we have such a feeling towards people whom we love, our children, babies, that I am truly willing, I mean, I don't care about my life just so long as it's good for Him, right? Well, this is how it is, you know, on such a level, and of course even more, but this discernment is the right discernment. The Creator is more important to me than my life. This is what we call devotion, for the time being. According to this, we measure the size or the magnitude of the bestowal in a person. It starts from that. That I'm willing to invest myself in my present situation entirely without any question or doubt, but it is still on top of the corporeal level. Well, yes.
What is the measurement of being righteous? Is it the depth of the descent or the height of the ascent?
According to the word righteous, righteous is one who justifies the Creator. In Hebrew, tzaddik, righteous, matzdik, justifying. To justify the Creator on an ascent, of course, yes. To justify the Creator in a descent, if it is truly a descent, of course not. In the gap between the ascent and the descent, which is like Rabbi Shimon from the marketplace, that he is Rabbi Shimon from the marketplace. According to that, we measure. So, again, for us, it is how much for the time being we can add a deficiency for the greatness of the Creator in the descent to the awareness of the greatness of the Creator that we have for the time being, at least a little bit, in the ascent.
If so, then, forgive me for saying it, but why do I need this trouble? If I, as a righteous one, suffer so much, why should one ever be righteous? I want to justify the Creator, but in justifying the Creator, there is such great suffering, he writes. And
no, it's not suffering. It is felt as pleasure. It is felt as, devotion is actually accompanied by great joy.
But the Rabash writes here that he has many torments, many afflictions, the righteous one, in order to justify the Creator. It's not a natural thing, so supposedly.
Well, these situations are being classified to us as, you know, those that he still cannot, he cannot relate to them correctly. They divide them for us into pennies and pennies, as you add a little bit of salt and pepper to a dish. I mean, try to eat them by themselves. It's impossible. But it's also the salt and pepper, but it's also impossible to eat without them. So that's how it is given to you. So, righteous does not mean that you suffer. You have to justify and love and be happy. Otherwise, you're not grateful for the fact that he's good who does good.
Is there pleasure in these afflictions?
These sufferings, if they go over not you, but your enemy in the will to receive, then they become pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay.
Nice.
Yes.
In
this text, we talked about how you need to join the descent to the ascent in order to emphasize the ascent, the loftiness, the exaltedness of that state. But here he says to look at the lowliness of the descent, to see how bad the inclination is. I mean, it's an extra kind of direction. Do I need to see how great my state is? For that, I join the descent to the ascent? Or can I only see how bad the evil inclination is during the ascent? Can only then I begin to have the inclination of the recognition of evil? Love. We're not examining the evil inclination. We're examining the greatness of the Creator in my estimation. That is the factor that we're careful about guarding, if it's there or not, to what extent, but the greatness of the Creator. I'm not going to pick and delve into the evil inclination I have. So what does it mean? Only in this state, when he feels bad, he accumulates these impressions that are later complemented. Love. All the measurements are taken only in respect to the Creator. Is there a God within me or isn't there? And to what extent? Yes. So, in the inclination, you cannot measure. It also won't give you anything. You cannot base anything on it. Only in respect to the Creator, every time, to feel the lack, and also that there's someone you can ask something of. You have to tie yourself to him, to summarize, and not to the inclination. And even if the greatness of the Creator, which you feel depends on your inclination, nevertheless, you measure, you search, you want to find the greatness or the lack for the greatness of the Creator. The old man isn't going in search after his evil inclination, right?
Yes. אם אתה בעלייה ולא מוצא חסרונות,
if you're in an ascent and you don't find any lacks,
זה לא טוב.
That's not good. This is still an ascent of babies. An ascent of a person who've been through a few such situations. He can nevertheless be, well, maybe not at the top of the ascent. Let's say there is always a situation both in an ascent and a descent where there is this inversion, the breaking of the derivative in mathematics. And then in order to invert, there has to be this point of shattering there, and then the person feels himself in euphoria, and he has nothing he can do. He loses his mind, he loses his sensation when it inverts. You know, he's losing his reshimot, his forces, his approach, everything kind of shifts to a different gear. But besides this highest point, or the lowest point, the wheel seemingly goes through this dead point, or what do you call it? It's called the extreme point. Yes, it's called an extreme point. So he can already measure what he had.
Can you see the state of descent through the friends? Let's say when you look at a friend and you say, oh, he's exactly in the state I was in a minute ago.
Well, we don't yet work with that still, because all of these excerpts are written seemingly to a single person, even though before that there are many states that he writes about the society, but he writes to each and every one, and indeed, we, Rabashi's missing essays about how to implement all the other stages besides connection in the group, how in the connection we go through all of the other states that he wrote about kind of in the individual form. So he wrote about it in an individual form, but he didn't write how we implement it in the group, because indeed, no, there weren't any. There weren't any states like that, and nobody to write to, and there were no groups. He didn't have the time to do it. And this is why we lack these things. For the time being, I make sure that at least these things will be absorbed in each and every one, so each one will get used to checking his life only through the greatness of the Creator, more or less. In each and every thing, that is, whatever sentence I say, whatever situation where I do something, what I do physically, it doesn't matter. In the simplest things, I always check. I always seemingly chase greatness, extra greatness, to feel more greatness of the Creator. This is the goal. This is always my inclination. And more than that, I don't worry about it. All the rest is secondary. So much so that specifically in the search for the greatness of the Creator, I lose this world and I enter a different world, really, different dimensions. That this is important, and therefore I become connected to the upper one. And that's it, bit by bit. So it's not that this world disappears. Nevertheless, through it, I elevate each time lacks for the greatness of the Creator from descent to ascent. But once I've done all of this, I don't need it. But these are already great corrections.
But is it proper to measure the greatness of the Creator in respect to the friends, let's say? I look at them and I say,
as much as the greatness of the Creator compels me to love the friends. We have from the love of people to the love of the Creator. But why love of people? Because I need to reach the love of the Creator. So the Creator is the goal, He's the first. And from that, I come to the necessity for the love of people, the love of friends, and from that to the love of people, and then to Him. He is the first, but the realization is in the group. In the group, I have to first of all care for the love of friends, then the Creator is the means for the love of friends, seemingly. But when I attain, or to the extent that I attain love of friends, I can already care for the love of the Creator. Okay. What would you ask according to the excerpt that we just read? Let's read it again.
Excerpt 10 from Mabash. Peace after dispute is more important than having no disputes at all. Only during the ascent, when he calculates what he gains and what he loses by being enslaved to the will to receive, that he cannot gain and only loses, that calculation that he does can make him feel how his inclination is harming him. In each and every ascent, he must calculate what he missed from the descent. By this, he sees that the inclination is causing him many harms. In order to set in his heart the need for the help of the Creator, many troubles come to him, and he suffers from it, as in the words of the Zohar, which explained the verse, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous," that the righteous suffers many troubles from the inclination. According to what we explained, we should interpret the verse, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." That is, after the righteous has suffered many afflictions, since righteous is named after the future, meaning one who wants to be righteous, who wants to work for the Creator, he suffers many afflictions until many afflictions are accumulated. This is why it is written, "from all of them," meaning that when he has many afflictions, then the Creator will save him. Since then, he has real need for the Creator's help, and he will know how to appreciate the Creator's salvation, since there is no light without a kli.
So, what troubles does the righteous have, one who wants to justify the Creator, but he cannot justify him unless he will know the greatness of the Creator, that this will fill him up, this will be before him. And from that, he gets all of his troubles. He has all goodness in life except for one thing. The Creator seemingly tells him, "I'm going to block you. Go ahead, you have everything besides one thing." And then with respect to that, he's tested whether he can feel that this is a trouble. Okay? Good. There are no questions. Let's go. Oh, who?
Plovdiv.
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 Доброй ночи всем.
Good evening, good night, everyone.
I always thought that the Creator's presence and support, we need them every moment in our life. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct. Yes.
And not only during the descent, but even in happiness and in sorrow.
You are right. You're right?
Italy.
Is it possible that I don't do this work of integration of the descent in the ascent because I don't realize if I am in an ascent, if I have the importance of the goal, maybe I'm not able to measure it correctly?
Repeat, please.
Is it possible that I'm not aware that I received the importance of the goal because I don't know how to measure it correctly?
It's not about measuring. We cannot measure yet. We don't yet have here the Shemot, Dalet, Gimel, etc. We don't have it yet. Reshimot of Hitlepshut, Reshimot of Oviut, one opposite the other. We don't have it. We simply have to be impressed that I was once with the feeling of the Creator filling me up, filling up the whole of reality. He does everything. He performs everything. Sometimes there is this feeling. And then in enthusiasm, in joy, in confidence, I don't care about anything. I feel that I'm in such hands, the hands of the upper one. Sometimes it's the opposite. The Creator disappears, he's gone, I don't feel him, not before me, not at all in the world. The world behaves according to the evil inclination. Everyone are egoists. Everyone behave the way that we see. The question is, now when I check the world, after I had an ascent once, in that I felt the Creator, now when I check the world, how much is the world missing the greatness of the Creator? If the Creator would have been revealed, as Baal HaSulam writes, all the people in the world would be complete righteous, including myself. So, according to that, I begin to feel that what am I lacking, you know, to truly be in adhesion with the Creator, in awareness of the Creator, in with understanding. All I'm lacking is the feeling of the Creator who is filling up the world, right or not? Right. Even egoistically, I feel it. Even before all of the corrections that will come and will raise me to the degree of in order to bestow. So, what I now search for is that the Creator, in my feeling, will fill up the whole of reality. That before everyone and after everyone, I will feel that there is an upper force, and He is moving them, making them, and I see them like in a movie, like in a movie theater. That I already know that behind that screen, behind the movie, there's somebody who made the movie, there's somebody else who's projecting it to me, and with that he has an intention to teach me throughout this movie how to identify with him on top of that film that I see, that I feel, that I experience. That's it. So, this is why this becomes important to me. Okay.
Ken.
Yes. Gili.
Can
I receive a true lack for the Creator's greatness from my own feelings, or is only the friend's lack a true lack for the greatness of the Creator?
Both this and that. It's good to be impressed by the friends. It really advances you. It advances you greatly. If you hear from them all kinds of stories and impressions from their ascents and descents with respect to the greatness of the Creator, it awakens you. For the time being, it doesn't harm us. There are situations where one where it could harm us, but for the time being, as much as you do it, it's okay. And in the 10, again, I'm saying we still don't reach such things so that we don't get confused. So don't, you know, confuse one thing with the other. So each one in his life for the time being.
He says here that one who wants to work for the sake of the heavens has many afflictions. What logic is there in this?
It's an excellent logic. Because if I want the child... Well, I remember that I had to go to a music lesson. I will never forget that. I was 6 years old, maybe even 5 only, and my parents pushed me. I remember suddenly they brought a piano home, and my until they took it off the truck and they brought it home, and I didn't know what for. You see, it's like bringing me a guillotine. I'm telling you, only later I realized what it is that they brought me, and then I went to the music lesson, and I was walking from home through the yard, through all kinds of playgrounds, so, you know, there were many of them, and there my friends were sitting, children of the age of 5, 6, and 7, playing all kinds of games. Michael, where are you going? Where am I going? You see, I'm losing life. Until now, I remember this sorrow. Truly, what sorrow. So, this impression has to be there. From the descents and also from the ascents. It has to be there. How else? And what else do I want to say by that? He says that, and it's written, those whom the Creator loves, those whom the Creator loves, He reproaches. If I, out of love even, out of love, if I want to promote someone, I have to burden him with music lessons, those lessons, these lessons, all kinds of things. Otherwise he won't develop, he won't grow. Otherwise he will not grow. If the people of Israel, they have the greatest ego, that's well known to everyone, there's no argument about that. And along with that, they have to work very hard against this ego. Otherwise, what will come out of them? Nothing. It's always this way. What do you want your child to be? With a little ego, he agrees with everything. Some kind of, what is it, a cat? No. Only it has to be a great ego and many exercises. Then he ends up being a tall person.
No, but the question is something. The question is, when a person works, as we do here, spiritual work, what does the height of these troubles, what does it depend on? The more advanced I get, bigger troubles, what? How does it work?
Of course, the more you advance, the greater problems that you receive, so that you will have the possibility to extract from there a greater deficiency for the greatness of the Creator. What? If you have any claims, you know, you can write them down and send them. But accept those facts from me. Yes, Mr. Hotel.
The friends in the 10 truly have such afflictions. They can't hold on to the greatness of the Creator all the time.
Then you have to connect 5 times more during the day, or 10 times more.
So it turns out that, let's say we have 3 such meetings a day. So it's not enough. We'll have 5. The question is, how to help our friends who feel the afflictions and want to advance? They want...
Until you feel that the moment that you fall to thoughts where the Creator is not there in the background, right? Immediately you catch the life buoy, which is the group. Immediately. Here we need to start to work on this with respect to the ascents and descents that are common. How we're in this, one time this one jumps, sometimes the other one jumps, like on a raft. This is how we hold the balance between us, etc. Only in such a way. Imagine to yourself that we're truly on a raft or such a thing, and we're all there. And how do we kind of get along if we don't think together about how to hold our balance? And this balance depends on everyone, so we need to feel that in this kind of dangerous state, how do we feel? That depends on everyone, and our life depends on it.
So there's a feeling that we need to do something in the tent to support someone else, to give something. We're enclosed within ourselves.
Well, enclosed within ourselves. We don't need more than that. The tent has to feel itself as enclosed between them, and then they have to pay attention to what they're going through with respect to the common greatness of the Creator, the common feeling of the greatness of the Creator, that they need to reach a state where ascents and descents in everyone come through their participation as one, and they only rise, because each and every ascent and descent in each one, the raft jumps, dances on these waves, and this is how you then advance, and you don't need anything else. The whole world has no importance then.
And what about accepting this state as coming from the Creator? And do we need to do that or no?
Of course, you all connect together. You fight to be in balance. Whom are you fighting? Who is playing with you? The Creator. You see, so you have to reach a situation where indeed it is like a game. And it is written that this exactly is the game that the Creator is playing with the whale. It's you on the one hand and the Creator on the other hand, and the ego that He created is in the middle.
But three times a day, it's not fair. The Creator is constantly going in there, and
until you start feeling, even without connecting between you, that you must always maintain this balance on your raft. Yes. This is something very special.
How do we stabilize that raft?
By wanting to be in one heart.
The work is in respect to the friends, or is it something shared, common, or?
It's common, but it's common in that in our center we want to hold on to the Creator so that His greatness will hold us and will stabilize us and will help us to always maintain the connection between us. This is the center of the raft, and this is where He is. Because all of these things are in order for us to cleave onto Him, all of these elements. It is very concrete. It is truly something that accumulates. Then you begin to see how He is playing with you. In this game, you have external problems, such as the waves, let's say, waves and rocks that you might hit upon the way, milestones. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, Well, so external disturbances, internal disturbances, and the internal disturbances that in each and every one, suddenly it's not important for me, it's more important, it's less important, it's more important. So we always have to keep this balance in the common importance of the Creator, so that He will be in the middle. He is the first and He is the last. On the one hand, we receive everything from Him. On the other hand, we all come back to Him in our work. There was somebody there. Yes, Eyal.
Rav,
you mentioned it a little bit. At what point the intensity of the connection between us becomes spiritual? Well, I'll ask it like that. A person comes to the morning lesson each day. This seems to me like a minimum below which, if you fall below that, I guess you fall off that ship, that boat.
True.
Then we have 3 Zoom meetings a day. So what should we reach? A state where we have 20 Zoom meetings a day, or?
No, it's too much. It's disruptive. It's not. The goal is to be without the Zoom meetings and without all of that. To live it inside of you.
But there is a feeling, surely in the tense that we're in right now, that without this infrastructure, these corporeal things that we do, let's say these 3 meetings a day, without that it's not going to work.
For the time being, yes. But later, it's not mandatory for this to take place. And I can't tell. In our times, everything happens in such a way where nothing is written of it in any book. Yes. Yes, dance.
First of all, I want to say that I love you. Maybe in English?
I cursed the Creator very bad. At this place, I felt that He was the one acting. That there was nobody, there was only Him acting.
And then you disagreed with Him and you felt that you hate Him.
I hate Him very much. I hate Him very much, but I felt like He is the... through that, I'm connecting to Him. That the only thing He wants is me to remember that He is doing.
Great. And you also felt that the fact you hate Him, it's Him making you hate Him.
If I say that I love Him or I curse Him, He just wants to know that He is doing everything.
All right. Yes.
And my question is, why the connection with Him start by this point?
It doesn't stop. You need to continue. Continue it. Right now, you're calculating. What happened yesterday? Why is He doing this to me? You need to ask. What do I need to learn from it? Extend this whole issue further. At least you have some new discernment from it.
What I want to say is... Why we are not discovering Him in a good way? It's all the time, really. I felt like there was Enod Milvado, but on the other side.
The advantage of light out of darkness, Mister. We cannot discover anything good without the bad, and we need to decide if the good or bad come. Well, where do they come from? From the feeling in my ego, or by me working above my ego and setting spiritual values for myself and calling them good and bad? The greatness of the Creator. Why? I don't need it. I don't require it. I only care about him ruling the world. It's a beginning of something which is a little bit disconnected from him. Usually his greatness comes against my greatness, the greatness of my ego. Who will rule? Who will be king? Pharaoh or the Creator? That's how it works.
Большое спасибо. Хотел немножко спросить, возможно, вот только до меня сегодня.
I want to ask. Only today I realized that in the text it says that the Creator pays attention only after the righteous suffers many afflictions. And what we try to do is to accelerate the process. What we have to do is only to integrate in the 10. It's as if the Creator collects these problems or accumulates them, but by that he actually gives me a gift.
So there's no question there. You just told us what's going on with you.
Самое простое, да, когда подарка получается от Творца. Вот я делаю все усилия, потому что соединиться десяткой, я убыстряю процесс, да?
So I make efforts to connect in the 10, and by that I accelerate the process. So, what is the Creator's gift then?
All right, well, soon you'll discover what the gift is. Well, let's go to Moscow, and then we'll continue on to the next part. Moscow.
Доброе утро, Раф. Скажите, баланс в общей важности Творца между нами. Вы сказали сегодня.
Good morning, Raf. The balance in the common importance of the Creator between us. You said the balance is there. So how can we check that in our 10, indeed we have this balance of the general collective importance?
I would not rush headlong into that. The work in the 10, because by that we may forget what the whole thing is about. I need to habituate myself to constantly examine the greatness of the Creator in my eyes, in a discreet manner, in a true manner. The ascent and the sense, I need to always feel that this is the problem for me, the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the Creator. That's it. And if I got accustomed to that to some extent, I need to use the group so that the group will stabilize me, so that I'm constantly checking my own private greatness of the friends. Meaning I need to be impressed by the friends. I need the group in such a way where they'll constantly pressure me with the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the Creator, to my eyes, in my estimation. For that I need them. From each and every one I need to be impressed, and or each one should be impressed, and to understand that this is the only way we should examine our states, measure them. So then we can begin to integrate in the society over the common greatness of the Creator in our estimation. Then we enter that raft. We go on that raft we spoke of. And if we now go on that raft, I don't know, perhaps I'll say it openly. I don't know if it'll be beneficial or perhaps the other way around. Perhaps it can obfuscate the matter of the Creator's greatness. It's uncertain. Let's first of all work on the lack for a permanent greatness of the Creator in our eyes that will hold each other like that on a personal level. Each one is concerned about the friends, that they won't let go of that discernment. All right? Great. Yes?
With the host and the guest, the more I discovered that the host is greater and he cares for me, I'm out of the room, really. This morning I heard that you defined the host, that he becomes the one who cares for me. And with somebody who cares for me, the more he takes care of me, I want him to be greater and I want to be with him more. The more I discover his concern for me, only for me, I want to be with him more and I want him to grow more in my eyes. So what is the discernment that makes the host into someone who takes care of you?
It depends on the guest, not on the host. It all depends on the guest, the extent to which the guest, through the care of the host, of course, but it's concealed, disguised care, or half-disguised. He begins to see not only the host, but a caregiver, a helper, an assistant, someone who loves him, someone who determines things, paving the path for him, and so on. It all depends on the guest. All right, so I recommend that we... Yes, yes, Dain.
What is this state where the group or the ten needs the Creator? Not an individual person, but rather a ten that needs the Creator.
It's on the condition that they have a common problem and they have no other alternative. Then they turn to the Creator.
What is the right common problem?
The raft. They're on turbulent waters, and you have this great noise of the waves, or that river that flows terribly quickly down the mountains, and there on that. And
how can we make it more internal? Because we're not just talking about the problems that come to each friend.
No, it's troubles, but not... The troubles are both internal and general, because each one wants to hold on to the others, and by that he has his own personal private effort that he has to add. So, of course, he feels that he's constantly adding or not adding, but the moment he feels if he's adding or not adding, he begins to feel them more than he feels himself. It's not me and them, but rather all of them. And I am causing the right participation, facilitating it, perhaps. That's a feeling of... It's about feeling, how he transitions from me to us. It's the work. It's not a problem, actually. So I recommend that we move over to the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and again, let's go over the matter of Rosh Toch Sof again, item 50.
So we'll move on to the next part of the lesson, the preface.